congratulations. Put our hands together. Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Dhammaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Next, please. Dedication. So together, the asana, profound and intricate dharma is visible to encounter.
Even over 100,000 of Brahmans.
Now I have seen and heard the Dharma. I behold and uphold what the Dharma offers. I wish to understand the true meaning of the Dharma. Next slide. Before we begin our first lecture, I just want to invite classmates to perhaps just a less than 1 minute check-in. So from the previous two lectures, is there any comment or any suggestions or inspirations or whatever, right? So I asked you, have you been thinking about this lecture series? Do you have any comment? No. Jonathan?
I found the holistic aspect very important, and even though I practice that myself already, it's a nice reminder to really think about all the different other things that you can do to through, you know, physical, mental, and spiritual, how it all comes together. I think was really good. So I've been practicing that for 2 weeks. Thank you.
But now I'm just soaking in everything that is in front of me, and then I will process it as it goes along.
Thank you very much. Have you all heard about speed reading courses? Speed reading. Has anyone not heard about speed reading? Please raise your hand. If you have heard about speed reading, please raise your hand. Okay, so everybody have heard about speed reading, and speed reading is a very common skill to acquire. But have we ever heard about speed learning? No. Has anybody heard about speed learning before? No, there's no hand raised in the audience. So this is very strange. We have speed reading classes, and speed reading is a norm. Where is speed learning? You know, whether it's kindergarten all the way up to university, no one ever talked about speed learning. Now, speed reading is a learning process. Why isn't speed learning available? Okay, so that should be interesting to us. Today, I'm going to talk about speed learning. Now, why speed learning? What is the obstacle against speed learning? This is the obstacle, right? We don't want to hear what you say. That is solely the obstacle against speed learning. If we can remove this one obstacle, learning is actually very fast. The only reason that learning is slow is because subconsciously our ego does this. We just don't want to hear it. That is what this speed learning skill is all about. This lady putting his full hand over her ear. So if we just remind ourselves, actually, we are trying to remove this obstacle. Just take our hand off our ear. Then we are on our way to speed learning. Next slide, please. Why does the lady put her hand over her ear? It is because of habit. We have a habit that resists learning. But what if you say, no, I don't have any habit resisting learning. But think about it. We only hear what we want to hear. As illustrated on this slide here, we go into the car, we turn on the radio, we don't like to hear that song, so we switch the station, right? We only want to hear the song, a type of music that we want to hear. Any other type of music, we switch it off. We change the station, right? This is exactly the same process that is going on when we are learning. When we hear something, some information we don't want to hear, we switch the station. Therefore, we're not learning. Right? Same like music appreciation. You know, I like rock and roll, a classical music comes on the station, I switch the station. That simple. So I never get to appreciate classical music because I switch the station, because I put my hand over my ear. So that is why it is habit forming, right? If I start listening to classical every day after a few months, that's all I would love because I form a habit to that. That's called neuroplasticity, right? The brain learns by neuroplasticity. So this is what the mechanism underlying the obstacle to learning as well as speed learning. Next slide, please. On slide number 7 then, we want to talk about the 3 sets of learning skills. To put it into practice, how can we actually implement speed learning? Now that we understand the obstacle behind it, and we understand the neuroplasticity is simply habit-forming thing, so what are the concrete things we can master in this skill? So the 3 sets of learning skills. First is definition of terms. The second one is communication skill set. And the third one is our own mindset. Okay? So all what I talked about is basically the mindset part. But let us go through the fundamental and state the obvious. Alright? So first, let us focus on definition of terms. Next slide, please. So on slide number 8, so this learning skill set number 1 is defining the terms, put things into context. For example, in our survey question, we ask you, why do you want to learn Buddhism? We expect various answers to that, right? There are various motivations to the same question. And the various answer, why so many different answers? Because it depends on the definition of Buddhism. Now, we haven't really gone through lecture number 2 yet, but our AWE definition, what is Buddhism? But we did talk about who was the Buddha. And when we define Buddha, we say Buddha is an enlightened person. And therefore Buddhism is the road to enlightenment. In other words, when we ask, why do you want to learn Buddhism? And Buddhism in the AWE curriculum is defined as the enlightened person, then why do you want to learn Buddhism? The question can be paraphrased as, why do you want to learn the way to enlightenment? Right? So we substitute Buddhism by the way to enlightenment. Right? So this is, remember our Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya. Dharmaya is the way to enlightenment. So once we've defined our term, then we can sit down and learn that way to enlightenment. Suppose I define Buddha as a god, then I'm sorry. The definition contradicts. That if I come to this class and I want to learn about God, no, I'm sorry, we are not talking about God here. We're talking about road to enlightenment. So definition is critical, right? What do we mean by some words, right? So that is very, very crucial. And definition is just that. So every time when we come to a definition throughout the whole course, please pay attention to what we define, right? Otherwise, we use the same word, but in the back of my mind, the same word means something else. And then the receiver, back of her mind, the same word means something entirely different. So there's no way we can learn or communicate to one another. So pay attention to definition. So I'm stating the obvious, right? In other words, black, we have to define black. White, we have to define white. And so on, before we can clearly communicate.